Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Josh Hart and these guys hooping the Dallas Mavericks. It's 11-8 Dallas early on here. I need my glasses. Is that 6-10? That's 6-10 to go in the first. The game started a little bit late. But that happens when you have a game on before it. We'll keep eyes on that. We were talking a lot about Cam Scataboo. Let's take another call on the Scat Man. Billy in Red Bank, how you doing?
Hey, Keith, doing good, man. I just want you to know, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a 64-year-old timer here, and I like the way you bring it. I don't want to say you're like a young Mike Francesa, but you have your own style. You're knowledgeable, and you're knowledgeable in a lot of ways, and, you know, I just enjoy you, man. So, with that, you know, being a Philly guy, I got to say, I this Cam Scataboo, to me, he's like a young John Riggins, you know, and John Riggins had personality and flair.
44?
You know, after he ran over the Eagles on that Sunday night game, to see his parents be introduced after the game, if you caught the interview. I mean, you can see. I mean, the kid's got character. I mean, he could play for my squad any day, man. He's
me too. Big
I
fan
mean,
of the guy.
Everybody's put down. How about how they put down the GM? But
I'm trying. I've been putting the GM down for a few years now.
Right? And you say you don't have a squad, but I've been listening to you. I know you're a Cowboys fan. Come on, you don't want to say it anymore? What was that?
No, I quit. Lost there. Loyalty one way is stupidity. Thanks for the call and compliments, Billy. Sure thing. It must be a short thing. He called from Red Bank. I got some motion down there. The motion from Ocean. You know, that's what it is. Monmouth County supports Monmouth County. Appreciate y'all. But yeah, Cam Scataboo, and it's been well documented in my show, I've been a fan of since I saw him playing at Arizona State. You know, and he transferred from Sacramento State. He's from Sactown. And, yeah, shout out to his parents. You know, I see them pop up on social media. They just seem like real American people, and their son just loves to play some football. He's just, you know, a regular dude, man, that is crazy and has some talent and has worked to get to where he is. And people have all these opinions about him. And something I was saying the other night, it doesn't matter. No such publicity is bad publicity. He's not doing anything criminal. He's not doing anything wrong. It's his ankle that's hurt. He is hurt. He is affected. He doesn't want to just be outside or be inside, never go outside, sit there and sulk. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for the young man. You know what? I really feel like as well, his spirits being up, him connecting with people online, him having the success of his Twitch channel, I subscribed. That stuff lifts his spirits, and that's connected to the healing process. If you want this kid to come back and be a, ooh, cat, hold on. They call foul on that? Was that and one? That was tough. See, cat is here and there. Because he hears you say that he doesn't take it to the rack enough, he's not in the paint enough, and then sometimes he'll yam on somebody like that where you're like, whoa, hold on.
But that's why
look out on your head top.
But that's why you have to take those threes if you're Cat, because otherwise they don't step out on you.
Exactly.
Like that. So he has to keep shooting those threes.
Exactly.
That's
the threat of the three.
He's not the quickest guy, but
and
if
then you,
you
put
have
the
to
ball
step
down,
out on him.
Exactly.
He drives right past you.
Good to see Cat and Brunson back. Josh
and that's
Hart on
another
the floor.
Thing. The guy was helping to Brunson.
And Brunson
so
gave the ball up.
Ran out to Cat, and Cat gets right around. It's great offense.
But yeah, Cam's got it. Yeah, knocked the free throw down. But he did take a little bit of a spill, so maybe he was rattled, whatever. Cam Scataboo, a speedy recovery. We'll see you in 2026, toting a rock, and hopefully you don't lose a step. And there'll be more to come from Cam Scataboo. There will be more media things. There will be more. I think I read that he's going to go back to Arizona State. Should he not get on a plane? Oh, no. Should he not fly? Enough already, man. Let's go to Brick. AC, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, man?
You know, watching the Knicks now, taking calls.
I'm watching the Knicks, too. Hopefully they win. Get my mind off that Trent Grisham nonsense.
We're going to do it. I see you. We're going to talk Trent Grisham in a minute. I've just been trying to do it either because it is nonsense.
I mean, what the hell are we doing? I mean, you got to go get Tucker. We don't want Trent Grisham. That guy did nothing in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's just I wish the qualifying offer thing was something that happened in January. It's just like that. For that to be the first thing in the offseason, it doesn't make you feel great about what's to come. But, hey, it shouldn't stop the Yankees from getting Cody Bellinger or anyone else. They have a few other holes.
And look, Grisham can't hit leadoff next year. Not hit leadoff.
I don't want to see him leadoff ever again for the Yankees. And
I would rather see Jazz leadoff.
Yeah, I mean, they had Gleyber Torres. They didn't give him the qualifying offer. Gleyber Torres was a good leadoff hitter in the postseason anyway.
And I think that's the reason Judge's RBIs were low, too.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. Cashman, whatever. It's Cashman's team, and Cashman gave him the qualifying offer and said, we'd be happy to have him back. Be careful what you wish for.
You know what's going to be next. Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, traded. They're going to go to another team, all-star caliber player.
Well, they could do that if they lock up Belly for the next 6-7 years.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we're about to see. But I also have fear that the Dodgers are going to be players and definitely the Mets are going to be players for Bellinger. And Scott Boras does not have any loyalty to Brian Cashman or the Yankee fan base. He's going to get top dollar for his client and urge his client to take the highest offer every single time.
They're clearly not after that scumbag Soto last year.
Well, deja vu. But Karl Anthony Towns we were speaking on. You were going to add about Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh, Karl Anthony Towns. Look, this guy is too much on and off. I can't take it.
Yeah, well, he's the bodega cat. He's a part of this Knicks team that's supposed to go on to the finals. You can't take it. Like, you need him. He has to play well. It might not be every night, but, like, he's a very important part of this team. You traded for him. That's why you can't trade for Giannis. You traded for him. You traded for Mikal Bridges. He's yours.
I agree with that. I mean, I just can't. This guy, 40-foot threes. I mean, sometimes they go in, it's nice. But then when he misses, it's like, what the hell are you doing?
The best big man shooter of all time. He's going to chuck it up. And he's being told by Mike Brown to do so. We were just talking about it. It also creates some space for him. It's a threat. They got to guard him out there on the three. He puts the ball on the floor. He can get to the rack.
He needs to play some more bully ball.
I know, but that's not his priority. You know, that's not his first thing. That's not his first move. That's not his first thought. Like, that's why I said sometimes he forgets who he is. Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019 as we pick up the pace. Keith McPherson on the Fan, talking everything. And now let's go to Robert in Brick as well. We're getting a lot of the Shore energy. We're getting a lot of the Jersey Shore energy.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
It's going. I don't know.
So let's get started on the business, all right? Trent Grisham,
mm-hmm.
I am bamboozled by this.
Flabbergasted. Oh, it's unfortunate. I was not happy when the alert came through.
I mean, they thought he wasn't going to accept it coming off 34 home runs. But, I mean, listen, Trent Grisham had a very good year last year. but I just can't imagine Trent Grisham being paid $22 million again, man. There's so much better stuff they could do with that money, you know?
Well, he was paid $5 million last year. He just got himself a $17 million raise, and the thing that I'm struggling with is I don't think there's any way he duplicates the year that he just had. Like, to pay him $22 million first, and then they can't have a self-imposed limit on what they're going to spend if that's what they're doing. They didn't have to give him the qualifying offer. You could have brought, if you wanted to bring him back, you could have let him test the market and bring him back.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I watched Spencer Jones through the minor leagues, through, you know, Somerset and whatnot. I am not a fan of his. I mean,
I don't think he's ready, and I don't think that they believe in him either.
I mean, 40% strikeout. He either hits 6 home runs in like 6 games, or he's, you know, goes in long cold streaks. I mean, his swing is simply not going to work, and they have lost all of his trade value. Keep him down in minor league, so he's 25 years old.
Thanks for the call, Robert. I will disagree some. He hit over 30 homers in the minors last year. I would argue that his trade value's never been higher. He hasn't cracked Major League Baseball yet. People might be more interested in him than Dominguez. We've seen enough games from Dominguez. He's ours, the Martian. But you go get Cody Bellinger, and Dominguez has another year of his development slowed down because he's going to be the fourth outfielder on the bench. But I don't think they care. I don't think they love Dominguez. And I also don't think that they believe Spencer Jones is MLB ready this year. So expect some trades. That's the other thing. Like, Cashman better wheel and deal. Maybe get some money off the books, but I don't know who you move. You can't trade Stanton. Rodon's hurt. Nobody's going to take Rodon's money. And you guys can miss me thinking that they're going to be able to just move Ryan McMahon. They traded for him and the control of Ryan McMahon. I don't know. He can't hit. So it's a big problem that you're going to have, right? I don't know. I don't want to create problems. I don't want to act like I know what the future holds. I don't want to be the Yankee fan that on November 19th is just like so down on the team. My hopes were not up. I had no expectations really anyway. But I just think we had the freaking okie doke because a week ago there was a report that Trent Grisham was going to decline the offer. So we didn't even think about it after that. And then 2 weeks ago it was like the Yankees give him the offer. A week ago he's going to decline the offer. Phew. All right, dodged one there with that, and then he takes it. Shout out to my guy Jackson Brody. I was on a call with Jackson yesterday, and he, like, at 4 o'clock on the dot, we're wrapping up our call, and he breaks the news to me. And he's a Yankee fan too, and he goes, "Oh my God, bro, Trent Grisham took the qualifying offer," and we both got off the call. I gotta go tend to this. I gotta go talk to somebody. I got to see a therapist over this right now. Greg is in Belleville on the Fan. What's up, Greg?
Keith, what's going on, brother? How are you, man?
I'm all right. I don't want to act like it's the end of the world that we bring back a guy that just had a career year and did help us win games, and he's a clubhouse guy, and maybe he loves New York, and you never turn down your first fortune, so of course he took the qualifying offer, but it doesn't make you excited. It doesn't make you optimistic about what's going to come next for the Yankees to improve this team this offseason going into 2026.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a disaster. I didn't know what to think when he kind of accepted it, because I was looking at Heyman too, and then he said he was going to decline the offer, and then it's like, oh my God, this guy really accepted it. So, like, I mean, I'm kind of indifferent about it. I mean, it's a little annoying because I feel like it's kind of stopping the gap between the young guys. So, like, if we're going to sign Trent Grisham, unless we're training him in the offseason, like, I really feel like agreeing with, like, you know, what you guys talked about before. Like, I think we need to get a leadoff hitter. So, like, if we're trying to get someone, like, I don't know how we can finesse a way to, like, maybe move Dominguez.
Cashman's supposed
Vaughn
to know.
Or something like that.
Cashman's supposed to know. And I had a thought that Dominguez was their only option as the leadoff hitter going into next year. But, like, if you bring Bellinger back, Bellinger's playing left field. Dominguez is not playing. He's not going to DH unless Stanton gets hurt opening presents on Christmas Eve. Like, I don't know, man. And even I don't know. Cashman's got to know.
Yeah, even like last year, like, I felt like, I mean, I feel like we just don't give these guys runway. And, like, I get it. Like, bro, there's no excuse. Like, Trent Grisham went crazy last year. It was, like, ridiculous. But we all knew, like, he wasn't doing this again. And I think he kind of knew it a little bit. He's like, man, they're giving me $20 million. Like, yeah, maybe I should take this a little bit.
Yeah.
This is not a bad idea.
No, he's like, hey, That's why I said never turn down your first fortune. You got $22 million staring at you, and you just played here in New York. You live here in New York. Like, short porch is there. You just had your best year of your career. Run it back. But the Yankees shouldn't have given him that. The Yankees shouldn't have given him that option. They didn't have to do that. That's why I'm like, to me, the pros and cons, the cons outweigh the pros. And it's hard for us as Yankee fans to feel like Hal Steinbrenner as well as Brian Cashman are going to go out there, get Cody Bellinger, get a starting pitcher, get some other arms for this bullpen, get us a right-handed hitting catcher. Who's going to play shortstop? Jose Caballero for 2 months? 3 months?
And nah, Volpe's clearly the guy, man. He's clearly the best shortstop, you know, best shortstop prospect.
Bro.
The boys.
Like, dude, how is Volpe going to improve? We're talking about the team improving. How is Volpe going to improve when he has to heal first? And then he heals, he comes back the same player. He's going to go to the Somerset Patriots and play some games, and as soon as he's ready, they're going to pop him back in. Like, to me, that doesn't sound like a recipe for success. To me, that doesn't sound like a way to get better.
Nah, I agree. I think he's going to struggle coming back, but if we're going to sign this guy, man, let's retrain him and make it some big move. Like, we got to move these young guys to do something because
they can't trade him until June 15th, I think is what the word is out there. They're not trading him. They like him.
I heard that this morning, yeah.
They like Trent Grisham. They like Trent Grisham.
He's awesome, bro. Trent Grisham is a great guy, but we got to do something. Like, if we're going to sign this guy, bro, like, we got to make some moves, man, because clearly, like, we just need someone to move the needle a little bit. I feel like if we're going to talk about batting, like, I think just Stephen Kwan makes most sense because we get a leadoff hitter that we've been starving for, but
the Guardians don't rock with us, bro. The Guardians are not trading us Stephen Kwan because they're going to want Cam Schlittler. They're going to want, you know.
And you know what? That's why you should have let Jason Dominguez rock, bro, because, you know, you don't give the guy a little bit of runway. I know, you know, he has his battles. Like, he's sometimes a little rough to watch in left field. I get it, but maybe
the more at bats that he gets, the more pitches he sees, the better he'll be. He's a ball player. He's an athlete.
He's athletic. Like, dude, that guy's going to figure it out. Like, that guy can hit the ball and he can run. So it's just annoying, man. These guys, I mean, baseball's the only thing I kind of watch all year. So I'm just, beginning of the offseason, signing off with Trent Grisham, I'm out about it.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Yeah, it doesn't. The first thing I tweeted out was, I don't think the Yankee universe is celebrating this. I was on a call with a Yankee fan. I had multiple people text me, WTF. I think most of us thought there's no way he's accepting this qualifying offer, and that's a lot of money.
The way I find out is I'm in the elevator here coming up for my shift yesterday, and I got a text from my cousin who's a Red Sox fan, and he's like,
and they're celebrating.
Yeah, he's like, ha ha ha, you guys, he actually took it. What the hell? I'm like, oh my, and that's a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, because
we were at the games together against the Red Sox, the wild card games.
Because the Red Sox can go out there and spend.
He saw him strike out in every big spot in that series.
What's stopping the Red Sox from bringing back Alex Bregman and also offering Pete Alonso? What's stopping them from adding another pitcher? What's stopping them from trading for... All right, revisit the trade for Joe Ryan. You were close. Like, they... I don't know. We don't know. That I keep saying I don't know because I don't know the future. I don't have a crystal ball. And I love the Yankees and all, but I'm not pumped, bro. I'm not excited. I'm not optimistic for next season. I think they're going to be mid. And like...
Now the floor, the base level, people are like, well, now they have to bring Bellinger back.
Have to.
Even if they bring him back, that's just running it back.
Exactly. That's not improving. He was here last year. And it's not a guarantee that he has the year that he had last year. And now you're playing the dangerous game with Scott Boras and the rest of the league where, okay, if you have a self-imposed limit on your spending, if it's $308 million, you don't feel like you have to spend $300 million to field a championship-caliber team, which is cap, because if you look at the Dodgers, like they back-to-back seasons, they spent the most money. Back-to-back seasons, they won. And I know they have the deferrals loophole, but still, they spent money. They brought in a lot of players. They brought in a lot of talent. It helped them out. Look at their pitchers. Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, Yamamoto. It was worth it. They're back-to-back champions. It's historic. They had two parades. I have friends that are Dodgers fans. They love the Dodgers. The Dodgers can do no wrong. Take all of my money. Yes, my whole family needs season tickets. There's a waiting list for season tickets. Can't get into place because they did what it takes. And because of the Dodgers ruining baseball, when we end up locking out, where are the Yankees going to be? Oh, the Yankees will be staring their longest drought in their history in the face. The Yankees will be looking at one championship in 27 years. The Yankees will be looking at Gerrit Cole being a year older, Aaron Judge being a year older, maybe the window closing for two of the best players in their generations. I'm getting mad.
How much do you think the impending lockout is contributing to guys taking deals now and taking their qualifying offers? And we've seen a couple early contracts.
Yeah, it's happening now. Look at Trent Grisham.
100%. That's what I'm saying. You think that's a big factor, right?
Get
the
paid.
Fact that there's going to be a lockout.
Get paid this year because we don't know what's going to happen next year. There could be a work stoppage.
Live baseball.
And a salary cap. And what baseball? Live baseball.
That's what's coming next. Oh, I promise you, if there's a lockout,
somebody
will swoop right in. They'll be like, hey,
somebody
with
some money,
baseball league.
Yeah, is going to try and cook up. And there's baseball players over. Oh, the Savannah Bananas are already on it. You see how the Savannah Bananas are building? You might not. I'm such a Savannah Bananas fan. The Savannah Bananas started off as one team, like a Harlem Globetrotters team, and now they are building out a whole league for the Savannah Bananas to play against, and they're drafting players, and they're finding those players from every crevice of the United States that didn't make it. And the qualifications are, you got to be able to ball and bop. You got to be able to play baseball and dance. Come on down. And I watched them sell out Yankee Stadium back-to-back nights. I watched them fill up Yankee Stadium with yellow jerseys.
If the Yankees played two games a year, they'd also sell out Yankee Stadium.
This is
not apples to apples.
This is banana ball.
I know, but
you
still,
can't
it's like
name
the circus
these
coming
players.
To town.
There is no Aaron Judge in banana ball. It is like the circus coming to town. It's also like a concert coming to town.
Exactly. It's you do a couple nights in each place. The Dodgers should do that, honestly. They're that good. They should come play. You know, they should pay the rest of the teams when there's a lockout. The Dodgers should make their own. Come watch us.
Dodger ball. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll come to every city, play a couple nights, and book.
Man, I just don't know. If I'm running the Yankees right now and I see the Dodgers win back-to-back World Series, there's a thought in my head that they're the first team to do it since the Yankees did it. And I don't want them to erase our history and become the next team to three-peat. I'm also looking at the Dodgers and the Blue Jays and the seven games that they played and how epic that World Series was and how close, just as close as the Blue Jays were to winning the World Series, the Yankees were just that close to winning the division. And I'm looking at those two teams that ended my 2025 and 2024 season, and I'm saying I'm close, but I think the Yankees look at it and they say, we're close, we're good. And I'm looking at it, I'm saying we're close, and I'm mad, and I'm fired up to get ahead of them and do what's necessary. And if there is a lockout, F it, I'm spending. I'm blowing a budget. I'm going all out this year to win in 2026. Then you can lock it down. You know? 888-808-109. I don't know. I guess I'm the only one that feels that way. Bruce is in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. Nice to talk to you.
You as well. Thanks for calling.
The first time I heard your show, you know, I was a little skeptical, but I got to say you're a very, very good listen to.
Same.
Really, you've come a long way.
Took a little while. I was scared. I was nervous. I hated the sound of my own voice. I would go back and listen to my show afterwards, and I would dread the next day. I got over it, though.
you're doing a great job. I really, you're a good listen to on the way home from work, like tonight.
Thank you.
So, I wanted to talk. I blame upper management. I mean, I blame Cashman, and I blame Hal, because they don't seem to care that they don't win, you know, and I know George used to spend like crazy, and that always wasn't a great thing, but Cashman's ego, it seems to be in the way. Everybody could see that Volpe was having a hard time down the stretch last year, and they should have played Caballero, but they won't get rid of Volpe, and they re-signed Grisham because Cashman, you know, just does not want to come off as if he doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to have egg on their face. They have a ton of pride involved with their, and I say it all the time, they die hard on their own trades, their own contracts, and their own roster decisions. So much so, they'll literally die on them. They'll bat Trent Grisham lead off the entire postseason knowing that it's not working. They won't change the lineup. They won't drop anybody in the lineup. They have Caballero. They won't sit Volpe down. Like, it's frustrating. The Dodgers made changes in the World Series to win. Mookie Betts, who's got the most rings of any active player, they dropped him in the lineup.
There was no reason why Caballero shouldn't have been playing shortstop last year, because Volpe, and that's another thing, the Yankees hype up their prospects so much, and then they, and then when they bring him up to the majors, they abandon him. They don't give them playing time. You know, they don't believe in him. And, you know, it's just, I would trade Jones. I would trade Dominguez.
Yep.
I would trade Volpe.
Yep.
Because they're never going to be able, they're never going to live up to the hype that the Yankees PR machine put out for them.
Right, and hype them up and go actually get somebody of value. Like, they hyped up Caleb Durbin, and they got Devin Williams, and they let Devin Williams blow 13 games, and that cost you the division. Thanks for the call, Bruce. I'm getting upset, man. I am getting upset.
And the perfect example.
I was having a good time, but now you guys are bringing me back.
This is why we banned the Trent Grisham talk tonight.
Well, that's what, exactly why I was trying to push the Trent Grisham conversation. Like, not even, I talked about Brunson and Tyrod and Jackson Dart and Cam Scott. I'm like, I knew this was going to get me to a place where I was just uncomfortable and not feeling well.
But Trent Grisham is the perfect example of that with the Yankees, because he doesn't get a lick the entire 2024 season because they need to play Alex Verdugo over him. Then 2025, they play him to the point they fall so in love with him that they won't even sit him or move him down in the lineup in the playoffs when he's clearly costing them. Meanwhile, how about Miguel Vargas for the Dodgers? If he's not in the lineup there, they don't win the World Series. He hits the biggest home run.
Yeah, Miguel Rojas.
Rojas,
I know what you mean. That's what I know you're talking about. I watched. And I, like, the most unlikeliest of heroes.
But it always is that, right?
He's but put that's
his
baseball.
Roger Davis moment.
And exactly. And that's their manager. Their manager told a story about how his wife was saying he was going to hit a home run in the World Series. Going to hit a home run in the World Series. Him? The nine hitter?
Could barely get a hit.
He was dumpster juice until they needed him. Boy. Like, the Yankees have too much pride to change their lineup. The Yankees will die on it. They'll let Volpe strike out the entire time and just say, well, Tom. Oh, man. Let's talk about something else, bro. Oh, we got a break here. It's 10:30. And I'm sending Rami something to queue up. Everything is on the table. Open mic time starts now. I usually wait till 11 o'clock. Everything is on the table now because the Yankees grind my gears, and this Yankees offseason started with Ryan Yarbrough as your bridge starter until Cole and Rodon come back, and Trent Grisham locked in as your 2026 center fielder, and now it's up in the air whether we bring Cody Bellinger back, and we'll see what happens with Dominguez and Jones and the rest of the holes in the roster. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm going to go away from the baseball now because I know we're going to go back there. I did enough ranting and crying about, you know, state of the Yankees and the offseason and Brian Cashman and the Yankees being stuck in their ways and the Dodgers win again. But, you know, Monday Night Football was on and I was on after. And I talked about how Keon Coleman missed a meeting. And Keon Coleman, the wide receiver from the Bills, first round pick out of Florida State, he was benched. He's a second year player with the Buffalo Bills. He was benched, flat out benched, didn't even dress. The Bills disciplined him, didn't need him. They went on to win. Scored some 40 points in the win. Abdul Carter, he misses a walkthrough. He gets benched for a series. Okay, he missed a walkthrough. Then Monday night comes, and I'm watching the game, and the Dallas Cowboys go out there with Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Tolbert, and Ryan Flournoy in a three-wide receiver set. Since I used to rock with them, I'm like, what the hell are they doing? And it doesn't take anybody to rock with them or be a fan of them. If you're playing fantasy, if you're betting on anything, if you're watching the game, they called it out too. The camera pans to CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. They're benched. And I'm like, yo, what is going on in the league? Everybody's acting out. Everybody's just doing their own thing now. Come to find out, these guys were spotted in Vegas out until 7:30 in the morning on Monday. Now follow me here. You put a team in Vegas, like Viva Las Vegas. I've never been on purpose. I grew up going to Atlantic City from 16 on to now. I was there, I think, Labor Day weekend. I was always fearful of Vegas, like fearful that I might not make it back. So you put a team in Vegas, and these NFL players don't play until Monday night. They travel there over the weekend, like Friday, maybe Saturday because it's a Monday. Either way, they had plenty of time to go get into some shenanigans. And that's exactly what they did. CeeDee Lamb was spotted at the Red Rock Casino throwing up at 7:30 in the morning on Monday morning. George Pickens was also with them, seen gambling. And that story popped up today, and I'm like, okay, that explains it. But both of them played pretty well, scored touchdowns. Pickens played better than CeeDee Lamb. And, yeah, no harm, no foul.
You've never been to Vegas?
No, on purpose. I had two weddings that I dodged. Family, friends, and people. I used to be broke, bro. I used to be like, go to Vegas with my last $500. No, that sounds like a recipe for not making it back. And I used to be wild. I'm not proud of it, but like I used to be like, we're going to get blacked out. We're going to do some stuff. The Hangover movie, I would have made my own Hangover movie. I wasn't going for it, bro. I knew the two times that I really had an opportunity to go to Vegas, and I still have opportunity. Like even as I'm older, I've had opportunities to go. If I wanted to book a flight to Vegas tomorrow, I could go. I'm older now. I'm different now. I don't want to go until I'm like I've been telling Giants fans, you know what game you go see? Giants versus Raiders coming up. Go to Vegas. You can beat the Raiders. Jackson Dart back. That's a fun trip.
But take your son for his 21st birthday.
Nah, hell no. Nah. My son's 21st birthday? Yikes. I don't even want to think about that. That's too long from now. But yeah, you put a team in Vegas. You don't expect these players. CeeDee Lamb just got paid last year. You don't expect these players with all of this money to go out there and do a little something. They're not going to sit in the hotel. And even after they have curfew where they like, let's say the coach checks on them. You guys in your room? Yeah, we're in the room, coach. It's Vegas. They're on the prowl. They're going out on the street. They're going to do their thing. So yeah, I thought that was funny. Out of all of the reports, you know, that was probably the worst one. That wasn't missing a meeting. Let's see. According to multiple team sources, both players showed up unfocused and tired for the matchup. Dallas made the decision to bench both starters. The opening drive, yada, yada, yada. The mess. The message came with consequences. Without their top players on the field, the Cowboys promptly went 3-and-out. But then they went, like, they smoked the Raiders. And that's another thing, too. It's not like you put the Patriots, it's not like you put the Bills, it's not like you put the Rams. You put the Raiders in Vegas. They're bums. You could beat them drunk. Let's go to Baruch in Brooklyn. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
You know, I'm watching the Knicks hoop a little bit. They're down, but that's not a problem. Talking sports, thank you for calling. What you thinking about?
I want the Jets to take Fernando Mendoza.
Okay, tell us why.
I think he's the only quarterback that's fit right now.
Yeah, because of the reps, the experience. I think he was at Cal. Where did he come from before? Kirk Cignetti used to be at JMU, so I've, you know, kind of taken a little bit of an eye on Indiana, rooting for them. And yeah, Fernando Mendoza was at University of Cal Berkeley before transferring to IU. He's 6'5", 225, and he has already put together a great highlight reel of plays this year where he's looking like the top pick at quarterback.
Yeah, the reason why I don't want Manning is because I think Manning could be a bust if he comes out this year.
He won't come out this year, and even if he did, he's not going to be higher than the top guys. He's just got a good name, but you know, young Arch has some more developing to do and much more to do there at Texas. I think he's going to stay and maybe next year be the guy, but you would hope that the Jets aren't picking another quarterback in the 2027 draft.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, young man. 888-808-1019. I mean, there could be some competition, but I don't expect the Jets to win. I don't expect the Jets to win out here. I think Tyrod will make them look more like an NFL offense. They still got to stop the other team. I don't think they have any shot against the Ravens this week. I do think they have a shot against the Falcons at home. I do think they have a shot against the Falcons at home, but like, the Falcons still have some good players, and Jeff Ulbrich's defense, like Jeff Ulbrich might come back with a chip on his shoulder and be like, nah, we're smacking them. The Dolphins, I don't think they'll beat the Dolphins, Devin Achane. They're not beating the Jags. Maybe they can beat the Saints. I don't think they're beating the Saints, though. By then, Tyler Shuck will have a lot of games under his belt, and that's in their building, and that's the week. That's the Sunday going into Christmas. They got a good fan base down there. They're not beating the Patriots. Maybe they win two more games. And that should have them picking in the top five. Speaking of how bad the Raiders are, something else I haven't brought to the table. They told me, bust down my AP. Perfect time, man. Shedeur Sanders will get his first NFL start against the Raiders, a team that he was trying to lobby to get picked by. Like, I remember him posting a video riding by there. There was some type of awards that went on. When Antonio Pierce was still the coach, there was some type of acceptance speech where Deion got up there and said, like, yeah, now I just need y'all to draft my two sons. Like, oh, yeah, ha, 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 ha. Sure. Tom Brady was not going for it. But why can't the Browns beat the Raiders this week? Shedeur get the full team, the full first team reps this week? I think I saw they were plus 170. I should go check on that bet now before the odds change. Like, the Raiders are not good. The Raiders are not good. Why can't the Browns beat them? Who do they have to block Myles Garrett? Nobody. They couldn't stop the rush of the Dallas Cowboys last week. So, yeah, man, NFL coming up soon. Was it week 12 now? Week 12. I got to write a week 12 rap. I don't have anything yet. I got to first come up with a beat. But we'll get there. We'll figure it out. Speaking of Viva Las Vegas, Will is out in Vegas. Will, how's the weather?
Dude, first, I'm on KM to AM. I can't believe I'm on KM to AM right now. What's up, Steve? How are you today?
Great. What's up?
So I listen to you all the time.
Thanks.
I can't believe I'm on this right now. That's sick. But it's hot. I'm not going to lie. It's like 80-something degrees. It's dry. It's hot.
It's a desert. It's always. They're still going to the pool out there.
It gets cold at night, Keith. You wouldn't believe that.
Okay. Yeah. I've been to Arizona. I've been to Arizona.
Like New York City cold. I'm from Brooklyn. I grew up here in Brooklyn. Like,
so you got to have a hoodie. You got to keep the hoodie in the car.
No, like full-on cold.
Oh, you need a jacket. You need to have the coat.
And like, it's like really cold. Like in December, it gets down to like 30 degrees.
I got to go. I got to figure out a trip. I never had a bachelor party. I dodged all my friends' bachelor party.
I'll take care of you.
Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah, because I'm
union. We unionized for bartenders. It's thick. Local 165.
One day when I'm rich, I'm gonna go. One day I'm gonna go. When I'm rich, I'm gonna go by myself, and I'm gonna be off the grid for a week. I'm gonna be a menace.
For sure. What happened to your Caesar? You know what's up?
Rami goes, a week? Is a week too long to go to Vegas?
Dude, like a night or two max.
You need like 3 days. 3 days, and then you'll sweat it out the other 4 days back home, you know?
See, I don't know. I don't know. One day.
We'll talk. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
But listen, I called you. I wanted to talk about my Giants, man. Like, I'm really, really, really stressed out. I'm not having a good time. I think we're making foolish decisions. I think we're telling people too many things. I think our guys are not locked in. What's going on? I hate that we fired Daboll. I hate it every single day. I curse it. It's not a great decision. If Jackson Dart takes a step back, I know you said if Hooper's going to hoop, he's a hooper. I agree, Jackson Dart's a hooper. But, like, if our rookie quarterback has a sophomore slump, we have to blame it on firing our head coach that had so much momentum.
Oh, I don't even want to speak that into existence, and that's something I really didn't think about because I'm so sure of Jackson Dart. But if he regresses and he doesn't look good and he's turning the ball over and he's not himself, that's going to be a real talking point coming up this next week or weeks to follow. Hey, you got rid of Daboll.
Like, we got rid of, bro, they had a connection there. He ran into the blue tent with, bro. He ran into the blue tent.
Cost the organization $200,000.
Got him out the blue tent. They had a connection. It was special. And we did not capitalize on that. And that's why we're going through the motions. And we are not going to be a great team because we didn't capitalize. We had something special. We ruined it for no reason.
Will, thanks for the call, man. Make sure you go out there December 28th when the Giants face the Raiders at Allegiant Stadium. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I know I was talking about it, and then I went on vacation. I think when I went on vacation, it was going into the Niners game, and then the Bears game happened the Sunday before I left, and then the Sunday after, I was gone that week. And my thought prior to that was maybe Daboll could save his job if they could beat Mac Jones, if they could beat Caleb Williams and the Bears. They got smoked by the Niners at home. They should have beat the Bears, but that's why he got fired, because you can't blow another game that you have a 90%+ win probability in the fourth quarter with minutes to go. Heads have to roll. And then also, I talk about this a lot, the Giants care about their building. They care about their fans and how their fans are going to react during their home games. And like, you've heard the reports the last two home games. Oh, yeah, we got to use the silent count. Yeah, because go Pack, go. The Packers have taken over your building. Bang, bang, Niner gang. The Niners fans have taken over your building. So I feel like the Giants fired the head coach and put Kafka there and then also sat Russell Wilson in an attempt to fire up the fan base. It did until you got to the end of the game and lost the game again. This is a plot twist that I don't want to speak into existence, but since Will brought it to the table, what if, this is what we do on Sports Talk Radio, like, what if Jackson Dart is not the same post-concussion? What if he's a different player? What if Jackson Dart is not the same after firing Brian Daboll? His week of prep changes without the head coach that believed in him, that drafted him, that started him. That would be terrible. I really don't believe that, though, just because, like, what I've said about Jackson Dart, you could put him in any uniform, you could put him in any stadium, you could put any receivers out there against any defense. He's going to find a way. He's going to find a way with his arm or his leg. And the Giants have let him down. There's a reel on Twitter of all the passes that have been dropped. His stats and numbers would be even better if he didn't have all the drops. His stats and numbers would be better if he didn't have the fumbles and interceptions too. But at the same time, Hooper's going to hoop. You miss every shot that you don't take. Speaking of, I was like, I thought Brunson was about to hit that three. It's 47-47, about a minute 15 till half. See if the Knicks can find a way to take the lead here.
Brunson, honestly, should be a lot worse. They haven't played any defense, and they can't hit a shot.
Well, Brunson's back in. They're figuring some things out. Brunson back in. Still no OG on the floor right now. Good steal, Mikal Bridges. Yam. Dunks it home. So there's the lead for the Knicks. But yeah,
there's the defense.
Yeah. Let's take another call before we get closer to the break. John in Long Beach, talk to us. You're live.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
What's up?
I just wanted to touch base about the Knicks and Cat. I think the hiring of this head coach has really changed things for him. I think he's going to be an absolute beast come playoff time, barring any type of health issue. He seems like he's playing like a different man. And as far as the Giants coach, what about somebody like Doug Peterson? I think he would work really good with somebody like Dart. And
I mentioned Doug.
I appreciate
I'll talk
all
about
his
it.
Questions. I'm sure you probably brought it up before the Peterson hire, but and dude, just before I leave, top five MC, got to put him on the list.
Who?
MF Doom.
MF Doom. You're a Knicks fan. Did you see the MF Doom Knicks jerseys?
Yeah, sick.
Fire. Thanks for the call, John. I mentioned Doug Peterson the first night. I was on Monday night after Monday Night Football when Dable got fired. And it got clipped by our social digital team. Good job. Appreciate it. But I can't tell you how many people were like, this guy's an idiot. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Did he really mention Doug Peterson? Come on, Keith. You don't know anything about football. We hate Doug Peterson. And what I said, and you can't win in the replies, I try to interact and engage with people online. And every time I do, I regret it because it's stupid. I'm talking to walls, talking to anonymous nobodies that know everything. You can't win. But I'm like, the first night that we learned that Brian Dable was fired, we went through 20 to 30 possibles. Shout out to the guy that called me and said, you know what, Keith, they should hire one of the head coaches from Army, Navy, or Air Force colleges, their college football teams, to instill some discipline. Like, we got to that point. But I mentioned Doug Peterson, it gets clipped and it hits the internet. Of course, people helicopter in that didn't listen to the show. And all I said was, Doug Peterson's another name that came to mind. He's out there as a former head coach. He doesn't get the credit he deserved for what he did in Philly because they were able to quickly pivot to Nick Sirianni and go to two Super Bowls, win one. He doesn't even get the credit for what he did in Jacksonville because they're always a mess down there. It didn't work out. But he's a Super Bowl winning coach, an offensive-minded coach, a former head coach with experience, a take-no-nonsense guy that fits a lot of the things you're looking for, crosses off a lot of the boxes. He's not going to ever be hired by the Giants because the Giants remember 2021 when he took Jalen Hurts out and he put Nate Sudfeld in and they basically threw that game to make sure that the Giants didn't get any help to get into the playoffs. People don't forget. People don't forget. I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I heard a really interesting interview from him, though, from Doug Peterson, talking about what he learned, like, from his mistakes in the last two jobs. And one of the questions that was so interesting, I never heard any head coach answers or offensive play caller. And it's a question I think every single football fan has. And I've never heard it answered before this interview from earlier this year. They asked him, they said, why sometimes, and you see this with the Giants every week, the first 15 always works. They come out, they score a touchdown every opening drive. And like, why do you go away from that? Why does it look like teams never go back to that? And he said what he would start doing if he got another job, would he'd start reverse engineering some of the first 15. Go with the same looks that they did and sometimes use the same plays, sometimes play stuff off of it, plays off of those same looks. And he's like,
play action now. Yeah, reverse now.
Exactly. He's like, I don't know why more teams don't do that, but that was something that sitting at home on his couch watching that, he thought about in his head, and he's like, I'm learning from my mistakes by being away from the game.
Because it's a pressure cooker.
For sure.
I mean, just like anything. If you're on stage and you're reading off a teleprompter, you can knock down that first read on the teleprompter because it's scripted. If they tell you, okay, now you got to improv the rest of the way, it's not as easy.
But it's also, I think he went straight from, if I'm not mistaken, he went straight from Philly to the job in Jacksonville. And he didn't have time to sit back and like take a step back and look from a higher view.
And Philly is not Jacksonville at all.
Of course. And now he has a chance to sit back and he's like, I'm actually learning things more. He said he's watching what's happening now in Jacksonville. He's like, damn, Liam Cohen's doing this or that or different things. He's like, I should have done that. I have the same personnel. I'm learning so much about the roster and how I could have deployed them better just from watching the Jags game. It's just an interesting perspective.
Hindsight is 20/20. I think Mike McCarthy's doing that right now. And I remember they did the special on Mike McCarthy. Hey, Mike, what'd you do at home for a year? And they went to his house and he had all these computers and papers and things set up. And he talked about how he was working on getting back in the NFL. He sold Jerry Jones.
A different angle on that is Cliff Kingsbury, right? Where he was a head coach. Now he's an offensive play caller, but he has a different perspective on game calling.
Oh, I said him and Brian Daboll should swap positions.
That would be interesting.
Him and Brian Daboll should switch. Because we saw Hard Knocks. Daboll clearly liked Jaden Daniels. And when they asked, should we trade up for Jaden Daniels, he didn't hesitate to say yes. Go down there, be an offensive coordinator for Jaden Daniels with Dan Quinn. And then Cliff Kingsbury, you come up over here, be the head coach, and take over with Dart.
My favorite name for the Giants, and I don't know if he's self-sabotaging or if he's just actually wants out. I don't know what the deal is, but Kevin Stefanski. I think he wants to be done with that mess.
If they fire him, you absolutely interview him.
He's the number one
option. And he's at the top. Yes, yes. He's already won Coach of the Year.
And another name from that division is Tomlin, right? If they decide they're done with him, Mike Tomlin would be perfect here.
Yeah, but it's a little different because I think Stefanski is younger and most people look at Tomlin as like Tomlin's going to want some time off before he just jumps into the New York. Like,
I feel like Stefanski's ready to be part of a stable organization.
Stefanski would love to get out of Cleveland, go from Cleveland to New York.
Go from...
Do the opposite of Odell Beckham.
Go from the mess of Deshaun Watson and whatever other guys they have there to Jackson Dart. God.
He had to watch Bailey Zappe play quarterback for him.
Oh, my God.
they went through a bunch of quarterbacks. They had, why am I blanking on his name? Dorian Thompson Robinson playing PTR. Quarterback under him.
I think the Jets had him on the practice squad at one point this year when Tyrod was hurt.
They had DTR over here?
I think so.
I thought he was going to be something coming
either
out of
that
LSU.
Or they worked him
he
out.
He balled at LSU. I saw a couple, or LSU, UCLA.
Well, Rodgers loved him.
Yeah.
Remember that preseason game, the Hall of Fame game, Rodgers first year? They talked about, they were, you know, talking. It was
Rodgers loves a lot of guys. Rodgers has good things. He had good things to say. I just saw a clip of him in 2023 building up Shedeur Sanders
and J.K.
Travis
Dobbins,
Hunter.
Obviously, when Dobbins popped his Achilles.
Yes. Okay, if you're on YouTube, the poll is up. Will there be baseball in 2027? 70. I'll tell you what the results are when we come back, and we'll hit a little bit more of the baseball hot stove stuff in the 11 o'clock hour. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. Don't go anywhere because I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.